of snow. The sound of music, it comes to me from every place I go. Someday morning there's no one in church, but the clergy's chosen madman. He is fine, I won't worry about him, got the book in his hand. Around their nest, I wonder what he's in there saying to all those souls at rest. I see the path which led to the door, and the clergy's chosen man wishes them bright. You and I, where do we stand? I wonder if he knows the briars grow, and all these people beneath my shoes, I wonder if they know. There was a time when every last one knew a clergy's chosen man. Where are they now, sisters and sons among the sand?
In recent years, you've had a lot of appreciation. Certainly, I know the music papers have, and their readers have voted you very high in popularity polls and things like that. What does that sort of thing mean to you?
Well, of course, at the time, it's a really big thrill. I remember when I first, you know, heard that I'd won the Melody Maker poll 3 years ago, and I was like, I was really quite amazed, you know, to say the least. But frankly, apart from that, and feeling very pleased that people have gone to the trouble of actually sending in those awful little forms that they have to cut out of the papers, apart from that, it didn't really do very much.
This next number, you featured piano again. It suits me well.
Yeah.
What does suit you well?
Oh, this is a story about three different types of people. I don't know how many of them really exist anymore. Not the way I think, but I live in a world of my own anyway. One of them's a gypsy, one of them's a sailor, and one of them is a fire eater's son. And I just thought I'd write this song depicting the kind of things that they liked and what they didn't like about their life, but nevertheless, whatever it was, you know, it was okay with them and it suited them well, you know.